Cybersecurity experts and managers aren't born, they're made. And these days, the cybersecurity education industry is barely keeping up with demand. That's why the best programs emphasize the practical and not just the theoretical. A case in point is the COGOD Cybersecurity Governance Center at American University, aimed at developing cybersecurity managers and leaders. Joining me with what goes on there, IT professor and center executive director, Bill Dallone. Bill, great to have you on.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell us about the program. You don't develop the wire pullers and bit fighters, but so much as the people that supervise them.
Correct. So our focus is on governance, meaning the top leadership, which at the end of the day really needs to direct the wire pullers, as you say. So basically, our focus is on government, and this governance, I should say, and basically this means the top leaders in our government agencies. So they know how to direct those people who are on the front lines as to where they should put their efforts. What is it that we are trying to protect? What is of value to our employees and to citizens? We need to protect that from attack, and that takes top leadership guidance. Top leaders are a little reluctant because they don't understand the nature of the beast, so to speak. They don't understand technology and how dependent, perhaps, the federal government is on the data that we're collecting to do our work.
And so what are the types of things that you would teach people that would come in? I presume this is a program aimed at people already working.
Yes. So our focus is first and foremost research. So we've developed a series of what we call white papers to give guidance to those top decision makers on what the issues are and how they can execute their responsibility to the employees and the citizens of the federal government. And so first, it's things they can read that give them practical guidance as to how to fulfill their responsibility in this very complex arena without getting down into the bits and bytes that will lose them, but to help them understand what's at risk, who's trying to steal it, and how do we put in policy. So we're really focused on the policies, procedures, and processes that the federal agencies should be deploying to better protect our assets.
And do you find that the people coming through the program are surprised at how much cybersecurity could affect what they're doing and maybe the extent of the danger that agencies face?
Yes, I think that what we're seeing in recent time, which is a positive, is a more general awareness, but the inability to apply that awareness to their own function. So why would anybody want to steal data from my agency, or what would be the intent of an attacker? Why would they want to attack HHS, or why would they want to attack the Department of Energy? So really honing in on the specific risks to a particular agency and who the antagonists are is a starting point for understanding how to deploy a strategy.
Now, once you understand the risk and a need for that strategy, what are some of the governance aspects of this? How should this be governed in agencies, and who reports to who, and how do you set up a policy?
Yeah, so I think a lot of it has to do with having preparedness plans and policies in place. One of the things we've seen in so many breaches is that when the breach has been identified and made known to the public, the top leaders don't seem to know how to act. They don't know how to communicate. They don't know what to do. And so we're saying you need to have those policies in place right now. And this is the guidance you're getting from many different sources, a Department of Justice, SEC, or whomever, are all giving the same message. But we feel that too many agencies are still unprepared with that kind of disaster preparedness plan, that everybody knows what they need to do when the inevitable breach occurs.
And so we see that they have this in common with some of the large corporations, too, that have been hit in recent years.
Absolutely. And so we're also, at the center, very focused on public-private partnerships. We think that that is key. Both sides have important information that they're not sharing. And so being uniquely located here in Washington, we feel it's part of our responsibility to bring government and private sector leaders together to learn from each other, because we're all fighting the same battle.
We're speaking with Bill Dallone. He's professor of information technology and executive director of the COGOD Cybersecurity Governance Center at American University. And you also emphasize research. Who does it, and what areas do you research, and what is the output of it?
Yes. So part of the challenge is there's not enough guidance and best practices out there. cyber breaches are something that people don't like to talk about. And so understanding what went wrong, how it could have been prevented, is generally not public knowledge. So our goal is to go and research in government agencies and private sector organizations, look at mistakes that have been made to say, these are common pitfalls, let's avoid them. Or here's an exemplar of a company that or a government agency that handled it well. Let's put a case study out there. And so this research is being done by faculty, by graduate students, and by private sector thought leaders. And so we have a whole circle of people we're developing that have something to say on the subject that we believe is important.
And so the people that attend classes, is this a degree-granting program or is it a continuing education? What's the main focus
right
there?
Right now we're really focused, since we're focused on the highest levels of leadership, it's much more like an executive training program or executive seminar might be a better word, where we would meet with them periodically for an hour or two to kind of give them some of the highlights of what they need to be concerned about. And then the information we're collecting through our research flows down through the curriculum to our graduate students and even our undergraduate students, because at the end of the day, as we know, many of the threats or the violations because an employee did the wrong thing. So there is need to have what we call a security culture up and down. And so we're looking at not the technology people, but the managers who are out there that might make a mistake in an email or a link that they click on. If we're going to defend ourselves, everybody has to be up to date on what their individual responsibilities are. So we're starting at the top, but whatever we're learning, we're also positioning that down the line. So we do have not a program, but we have courses available to business students in cybersecurity governance, cybersecurity risk management, cybersecurity analytics, and cybersecurity technology for non-technologists.
And do you work with NIST on any of this material? Because they publish all of the standards that are supposed to be applied.
So we've been very fortunate that Donna Dotson over at NIST is a liaison to our advisory committee. So she's working with us. We're trying to figure out how we can make NIST framework more implementable to agencies or private sector corporations. It's a great framework, but then you have to be able to take that down to the context level of an individual organization. So when they use the word identify, well, what does identify mean for a given department or agency?
And do you get people from contractors and federal agencies?
Mostly we're focused on federal agencies. We want to be able to partner with contractors, but we really want to go to the people who are actually out there responsible in their agencies for this. And so we have several people on our advisory committee and that we're working with that are a senior level information technology managers at the federal government.
And do you tend to get the CIO people, or is it more the program managers that tend to come to the classes?
At the present time, I would say we have more participation at the CIO level, and because they, I guess, are a little closer to the problem and they understand what needs to happen, and we're trying to help them figure out how to engage the top leadership. But our target is to be introduced to the program managers, and the sessions are really geared toward them.
Probably a few deputy assistant secretaries or assistant secretaries wouldn't hurt either.
Correct. Yes.
Bill DeLone is Professor of Information Technology and Executive Director of the COGOD Cybersecurity Governance Center at American University. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.